With today's FruGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Let's make one thing perfectly clear. Without safety practices on the farm, there is no food on our tables. That's according to the Washington Farm Bureau's Director of Safety and Claims, Richard Klein, who says farmers who don't protect their workers should be called out.
There's the occasional bad apple everywhere, but frankly, no one thinks those people should continue in business if they're taking advantage of people less than themselves.
Without farm worker safety, Klein says, who'll feed us?
No, we don't want to import foods from places that may have lower health standards, may have lower safety standards, may have lots of other things.
Klein says we are the best because we know what to do.
America grows more food than the rest of the world. We feed not only ourselves, but the rest of the world, and we want to continue to do that. Not only are American farmers the safest and the most efficient, Washington farmers are among the safest in the United States. Currently, there is no one safer in tree fruit. There's no one safer in most row crops across the country. So we are here to take care of our people because it helps and because we care.
Klein says we've always supported safe practices.
We certainly are supporting everybody who's out there on the front lines, whether it's in the hospitals and such, or if it's out in the fields or on the produce lines. We are really trying to make sure that everybody who's helping everyone else get through this has all the support they need. Hopefully we're doing our part.
Klein says here in the Pacific Northwest, we know what we're doing, and what we do is safety and making sure that happens. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we need an update on the current status of pears here in the Northwest.
From delayed dormant to petal fall, pear growers have an opportunity to reduce the initial pressure of pests like Persilla. As soon as the pear leaves start to flush, getting spray coverage to all those feeding nymphs becomes more difficult. Plus, Persilla begin to have overlapping generations. If you apply products early, you can control 1 to 2 stages rather than everything from eggs to nymphs to adults.
So what kind of damage do Persilla cause?
Nymphs have piercing, sucking mouthparts that feed on new leaves. They excrete a sticky, sugary liquid that grows black sooty mold. Populations can get so bad that the excretions literally drip from the tree. The black sooty mold can grow on the fruit and russet the pear.
Not pretty. Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.